This is Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Alisson Escalante. Last year, a member of the Vancouver Canadiens bullpen, won the championship. Afterward, what did you do in the winter?
So, after this season, I will go into my team in winter ball. So, getting rest and be ready to the next winter ball season.
What is your team in winter ball?
Lara Cardinals.
How did they do?
It's a good team. So I got like 3 years when I get the sign with this team. I'm doing pretty good. Got the last 2 years. So I got opportunity in the big team. I wait for this year and get the spot in the bullpen in the big team ring.
What is the difference between playing winter ball in Venezuela and playing minor league ball here?
It's different. Over there is too much baseball player, big league, and triple A, double A.
Who's the best player you've ever played against?
I play with a lot of with my team. I got too much big leaguer.
Like who?
Luis Valbuena. So Guillermo Quiroz.
Yeah.
Some years he went to the big league. Robert Perez, he got a long time to in the big league with the New York Yankees. So Cesar Jimenez, the pitcher, Felix Hernandez. He right now don't pitcher, you know, but he got signed with this team too.
With Lara, with the Cardinals.
Yeah, Lara, Alcides Escobar, Kelvin Escobar.
So it's a proud history. It's a very proud team in Lara.
Yeah. It's a good team.
How many championships have they won?
So, I don't know. They got too much championship, but now they are trying to get another championship. You got a long time.
The Venezuelan Winter League, and then afterward, the champion of Venezuela plays the champions of the Dominican Republic, of Mexico, and Puerto Rico, right?
Yeah.
How big are those games?
It's awesome. Over there is where when they play the Caribbean Series, is nice baseball.
The stadiums that you play at, what are the stadiums like compared to the American ballparks?
It's almost the same. So the big difference is the fans. The people is crazy.
They're loud?
Yeah, too much than here. Here is more easy, the fans, you know, but over there in Latin America, it's hard.
How does that affect you as a pitcher when you're out there on the mound trying to concentrate and the fans are screaming?
Yeah, don't think about that. Just watch the catcher. Just be focused to the
pitch. With Lugnuts pitcher Alisson Escalante, how did you sign with Lara? Did they come up to you?
I went to the team.
Ah. And you said, I'd like to sign with you?
So I make a tryout to over there, and they like it, you know? And I signed with their.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
When you signed with the Toronto Blue Jays, was that different?
Yeah, it's too different. It's more hard signing over there.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, last year with Vancouver, you were the league champions.
Yeah.
What was that like?
It's my first championship in my life. I was so happy, and it's so good.
When did you get your championship ring?
In spring training this year.
Where is that ring now?
It's in my house.
Have you shown your family?
Yeah.
I've seen it. That's enormous.
Yeah, it's big. It's a big ring.
So before spring training, you come in. You want to be an even better pitcher this year than last year.
Yep.
Where are you trying to get better?
So I work everything. Everything, my condition, and try to get better my pitches. Work hard, runner, and working in my mechanic, you know, but for be ready to the spring training and try to make the team.
Well, your conditioning looks good. How about your pitchers? What are you working on with those pitches?
I'm working, you know, all pitches. I try to get better at all pitches. Sinker, changeup, slider, you know, and, you know, try to find better movement and everything.
Makes sense. When you were growing up, was there a pitcher in the major leagues who you looked up to, who was your hero?
Say again?
Who was your favorite baseball player when you were a boy?
Oh, this I like is Omar Moreno. When I was infielder, I like Omar Vizquel. But when they changed me to pitcher, always I saw Omar Moreno.
And you were signed as an infielder first,
yep.
And then you were turned into being a pitcher. Do you still ever say, boy, I'd like to swing in the batting practice?
Yeah. When they changed me to pitcher, always I saw the practice thing. Infielder, cage, everything. So sometimes I get the bat and swing, but it's not my job. I try to forget that.
You were a switch hitter, right?
Yep.
What was your better side, right or left?
Left.
Left.
Could you hit with power?
No. For that, they changed me. My first year, I did really good, but the second year is not good.
Do you think it helps you as a pitcher, knowing that as a batter, you were trying to hit, and so now you're saying, I know what that batter's thinking?
Yeah, now I know. Now I know that. So it's different. It's two different pitcher and position player. But now I think like a pitcher. Now I know some opportunity when I can make the pitchers,
Besides baseball, what else do you like to do? So you play baseball, but besides that, in your spare time, in your free time, when not baseball, what do you do?
I like soccer.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Are you a big soccer fan?
Yeah, it's the Barcelona.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Messi.
Yeah, Messi, Fabregas.
How big is your family?
It's not big. I got one brother, one sister.
Older or younger?
Older than me.
What do they do? What's their job?
My brother's working for a cell phone company. Mm-hmm. And my sister's teacher to, education, like, sport.
But she teaches sports?
Yeah, volleyball, and she teaches high school.
So were both your brother and sister, did they play sports?
Yeah, my brother, before he get signed to with San Luis Cardinal.
Uh-huh.
So right now when he got the relief, mm-hmm. and go and work.
Did your parents play sports?
No.
No. Just you?
Yeah, me and my brother.
Well, sounds good. Alesson Escalante, thank you very much. Muchas gracias.
You're welcome.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser. This is Lugnuts Baseball on Big Country 92.1.